せーの、
オラー、ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャスト。
Welcome everybody to the タビリンガルポッドキャスト。オラー、
オラ
ー。 I'm sorry if you guys hear music. It's the next door restaurant is very very loud. Or there might be some explosion noises because there's another festival going on.毎日パーティーやね。
フェスティバルのせい
グアテマラ
か分からんけど急にバーンってなったね、うん、
はい、まだまだグアテマラです。
はい、
はい、
何今のは
分かんねえよ。yeah, so we spent a few days in Antigua and we had a really nice time、
うん、
and then, however、we decided to go to the most beautiful lake in the world
one of the most
beautiful lakes in the world. さてどこでしょう。
はい
はい、
アティトラン
Lake Atitlan. Yes, it's it's like, I guess it's in like the center of the country.
Yeah. 確かに、うん、グアテマラのね。
Yeah, and I had heard about this lake a long time ago becauseA really good friend of mine, Adrian, spent months there doing、mm. a homestay, learning Spanish, and he kept talking about how amazing this place was. My other really good travel buddy and friend, longtime friend of mine, Kit, when he went through Central America, he mentioned that Lake Atitlan was one of his favorite places in the world.、
Mm.
So this was, well, 念願ですね。
ロイちゃんも my favorite って
言ってた。 Yeah, yeah. And yeah, it was really cool. But first, we had to take the chicken bus again.
Again.
From Antigua to Lake Atitlan. It took about 4 hours this time.
しかも乗り換えが？
There were 3 transfers.
3回乗ったんだよね。
There's one in we got on in Antigua, and we changed in Chimaltenango, and then we changed in Los Encuentros.
すごいね、よく覚えて
る。 And then we changed in Solola.
そうだそうだ、すごい。
And then we arrived in Panajachel, which is the main city, main town in Lake Atitlan.
素晴らしい記憶力だ。
はい。 It was chaos.
本当に死んじゃうかと思った、私は。
Yeah, they seriously rip through the mountains. So dangerous, scary. And on top of that, it's supposed to be super cheap, butまたなんとカモられました。
イエイ。
Yeah, they ripped us off. They charged us double for one of the legs from Chimaltenango to Los Encuentros.
だから一人25で二人で50払えばよかったところを。
Yeah, he asked for the so like the guys that there's a driver and then there's one other person ね。二人でやってんだよね、チキンバス。
うん。
And then the other person, when people get on and off the bus, he comes and collects money.
うん。
Yeah. でお金回収する人がもう一人で、で、he came to us and he asked for 200 quetzales.
てか最初さ、ヒロがさ、クアントゲスターって値段聞いてさ、
yeah.
言わなかったんだよね。
Yeah, he didn't, I asked him how much it was for that leg and he didn't give me an answer.
なんかこのお札見せてきた。
Yeah, he just like showed me bills and he's like, give it to me. And so I was like, okay, I thought he just needed like the big bills or something. And so I gave him what he wanted, which was 200 quetzales.But then he didn't give me the change.
もともとチェンジもらうとしてたの、ヒロは。
来るんじゃないのかなと思ったけど。
なんか、そう、2人から100ドルずつ持ってったから、うん、え、待って待って、
100ケツある、ね、
100ケツある。こんなはずないよね、うん、と思って。
そうそうそう。Then, yeah, Teru, you were like, no, this is too much. And then we checked and we're like, yeah, this is way too much. and then, so, and he wasn't coming back with any change for a while.And so I went to go talk to him. And he was like, oh, but you're going to, this bus goes directly to Panajachel. And so it costs 100 each. And I was like, no. My friend, I asked other people on the bus how much it should cost, and it costs 25.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were like, no, it should only cost 25. And so And he was like, no, but you're going to Panacho, it costs 100. And I was like, no, it's way too much still. Give me back my change. And he was like, ignoring me.
しかもさ、このやりとりがさ、めちゃめちゃ揺れるチキンバスの中でやってくれてるからさ、いや、大変そうだなってね、後ろから見てたんだよ。
We're flying down the mountain while this is happening, by the way. So it's like a roller coaster. And then he finally gave me back 100. So we still paid double.
しかも結局全然あのダイレクトではなかったっていうね。
And it wasn't direct. He was just lying and he was trying to rip us off. But he ripped us off. But, まあちょっと。
まあ。
Yeah, could have been worse. Anyways, we get to Lake Atitlan and it's beautiful. ね、あの、it used to be, from what we heard on YouTube, it used to be one giant volcano that blew up.And then water came in somehow. And then there's just like these tiny volcanoes, which are still huge, that surround this lake, like crystal clear lake.
まあ、どこまで本当かわかりませんが、YouTuber が言っていた一つの大きな火山だったっていうね。
ね。
はい。
And then there's all these towns that surround Lake Atitlan, where you can get to by boat, and they're like 15 to 25 quetzales per boat.
俺もそう、そのレイクの周りの村をボートで移動できて25ケツあるかな、私たちは払っていきまして、
The public boats, the private ones cost more, I think.
そう、だからそれも騙されないよね。
Yeah.
危ない。
騙されずに
行けまして、で何個かあるうちの1個だけに選んだんだよね。
Yeah, we ended up not having as much time as we thought we would.Because we needed to do something else after Lake Atitlan that took a little bit more time. So we decided to only stay 2 nights, which means we had only 1 day to kind of explore one of the other towns. And I personally wanted to go to San Pablo.
そうだったんだ。
Because that's like where all the backpackers go, I think. But we had a reason to go to San Marcos.
はい、
なぜ？
それはヒロさんが絶対会った方がいいっていう人がいたから。
ヒロさんって俺じゃなくてね、not me. But if you listen to our last episode, we talked about ヒロさん、
はい、
who owns a cafe restaurant in Antigua. And when we were talking to him, he was like, "You have to go meet this lady, Seiko さん." She's in San Marcos.
そう、いろんな人の YouTube とかに出てるから有名なんで知ってるかもしれない。
Yeah, she's super famous, huh? In like the backpacking Japanese Guatemalan community. She's been there for over 20 years.
そうね。
She's had this restaurant in San Marcos for 18 years.
ね、そう、あと2年で20年。
Yeah. And she has a Japanese restaurant kind of like off the main strip in San Marcos. And, you know, we just had Japanese food in Antigua.And we usually avoid Japanese food, but we had to go see Seiko-san, so we had to go have Japanese food once again.
それで行ってさ、でまあこう思ってたような感じで迎え入れてもらってさ、そしたらその日がなんとね、
なんとね、
なんとテレビ撮影の日だったんですよね。
So just happened that the day we went, there was a TV crew from Japan doing a documentary on her. So if you see it, we might be in the background.
いるかな?
I don't think so. カットされてるよ。
ね。
Yeah.
そう。
Why is Seiko-san such a legend?
なんなんだろうね、あのキャラクター?
キャラクター?
だって、そう、みんな、いや、Seiko-san に会った方がいいとか、Seiko-san っていう人がいてね、みたいな感じで、なんか、なんだろうね、噂で広がってなのかな。まあ、面白いキャラクターじゃない?一回見たら忘れないというか。
なんかもう、なんだろうね、ああいう人でもいるよね。
いるいる、海外にいるいる、
海外にもいるし、まあ日本にもいたらやっぱ有名だよね、あの人。
確かに。
Yeah, she's really, she's this really nice lady that's been, you know, that's been around this community forever. She's like famous within probably the local community as well. Her restaurant is calledAjala.
Ajala だと
思う。 Yeah, it's on San Marcos. Definitely check it out if you want some Japanese food. And she will greet you with a really big smile. How did she ended up in Guatemala through JICA?
JICA で来た。
Okay. So JICA is Japan's International Development Association. And so a lot of the people we meet abroad are actually former or JICA employees that are in developing countries. And so we've met a few of them actually on our trip, and she was one of them. So was Hiro-san from Antigua. Yeah. So we went to this cafe after we had lunch, and it's on the main strip. What was it called? It was the barista there spoke like perfect English.
Arati Cafe.
Called Arati Cafe.
Arati
Cafe. Arati Cafe. And he's like a professional barista in like the national competition. And he made me a macchiato that was like super strong, huge punch, sour, and then bitter, kind of fruity, which isn't really my taste, which isn't really what I go for, but it was so delicious.
うん、私はちょっと飲めなかったけど、ね、うん、でも普通 の, あのドリップコーヒーもすっごい美味しくて、
yeah.
ね、なんかこうチャートみたいな見せてくれ
て、ね、Yeah, there was a chart that he was like, he wanted our feedback.
うんうんうんうん、ね、
Which is really good. So I'm telling you now, amigo, it was really, really good. You're probably never going to listen to this.
絶対聞いてない。
But that's okay. Anyways, we don't have time anymore.
そうだね。
So, we'll tell you about the next destination in the next episode.
Hi.
Please follow us on tabi.lingua on Instagram. Like, follow, share, follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Radio Talk.
tabi.legal で Instagram もやってるので、そちらも見てみてください。Apple Podcast、Spotify、Radio Talk でも配信してます。
Muchísimas gracias.